Ian is a long way from over. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's now a tropical storm and still pounding Florida as it cuts across the state.
Right now they're dealing with heavy winds, but they're also concerned about the possibility of flooding.
Fox's Jonathan Sarry is on Atlantic Beach next to Jacksonville along Florida's northeast coast.
I'm in Duval County. There are no mandatory evacuations, but nevertheless, city and county officials urging residents in low-lying areas and also residents in downtown Jacksonville who flooded 5 years ago to take the threat of this storm very seriously. Even though there is not a mandatory evacuation in this county, they're urging many people to take precautions and to get out voluntarily.
Neighboring Clay County does have mandatory evacuations along the St. Johns River. The storm dumping record amounts of rain, leaving some vehicles stranded, even in the Orlando area. Forecasters say Ian could regain near hurricane strength before a second expected U.S. landfall in South Carolina. Search and rescue efforts continue in southwest Florida, which took a direct hit from Ian as a Category 4 hurricane.
I'm devastated. I am just in shock. I'm in awe over such destruction. It just is horrible here.
She's in a mobile home park in shambles in Charlotte County. There's no confirmation yet of how many people may be dead or missing. More than 2 million have no power statewide. President Biden getting a FEMA briefing at this hour. Just getting word the tropical storm Orlean has formed off Mexico's Pacific coast, where it's projected to make landfall early next week. The U.S. government confirming contraction for the U.S. economy in its latest reading on the second quarter, shrinking by 0.6% instead of growing. They did not change from their previous estimate. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Lawmakers in Michigan want clerks to be allowed to get a head start processing absentee ballots.
Michigan, one of few states that allow no-excuse mail-in ballots. And state officials will begin processing absentee ballots 2 days before the November 8th election. Under legislation approved this week, election officials would be allowed to remove absentee ballots from their outer envelopes, though wouldn't be allowed to remove secrecy sleeves or count votes until 7 a.m. on election day. The measure also increases ballot drop box security, including cameras, and requires county clerks to remove deceased voters from voter rolls monthly. It awaits a signature from Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Conservative activist Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, reportedly appearing today for a voluntary interview with the House panel probing the Capitol riot. She is said to have texted the then White House chief of staff and contacted lawmakers in at least two states in the weeks after the election, as then President Trump was challenging results. A new study finds over-the-counter painkillers taken during pregnancy could be increasing the risk of attention disorders and sleeping problems for young children.
Researchers from Penn State University looked at acetaminophen sold under the brand name Tylenol and the effect it had on babies when their moms took it while pregnant. The study found that kids of mothers who used the medicine regularly were about 20% more likely to have ADHD or a form of insomnia by the age of three. The authors of the study say Tylenol use during pregnancy is common, but the results should encourage women to be cautious about it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say around 65% of pregnant women in the country take Tylenol for pregnancy and pains. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A sell-off on Wall Street right now. The Dow's down more than 300 points. The NASDAQ more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.